Welcome to Health Hackers episode 65. If you're new to my podcast, hello, I'm Gemma. I'm a former TV news journalist turned YouTuber. I review health and wellness products and I interview pioneering people in health. I'm also a British toddler mum living in the San Francisco Bay Area. My focus lately has been on making videos for the Health Hackers YouTube channel and my Amazon storefront. Sometimes when I review a product, I interview a figure from the company behind that product within my review video. And I decided to start posting some of these interviews as podcast episodes here. So the conversation you're about to listen to is taken from my video review of the Slate Electric Flosser. The company describes it as the future of floss. It's listed online at $79.99 US dollars and comprises three elements: a flosser, a massaging gum sweeper, and a tongue scraper. I bought it and used it for 6.5 weeks before I went for my routine dental cleaning appointment and got my dentist reaction. You can hear about that in my video review of the Slate Flosser that is now on YouTube. Before I saw my dentist and I was using the Slate Flosser daily, I interviewed the company's CEO and co-founder, Bryn Snyder. Fun fact, her husband, Dr. Danny Snyder, invented the Slate Electric Flosser. Among my questions for Bryn, I asked about alleged benefits in early users. How easily could someone inadvertently cause gum trauma with the device? Is there any benefit to waiting a certain amount of time after eating before using the flosser? And what kind of feedback had they had on the almost $80 price tag? After the interview, I recommend, of course, that you take a look at my video review on YouTube to hear what I feel were the pros and cons of my experience with the Slate Flosser and find out what happened when I went to see my dentist after I'd been using the electric flosser for 6.5 weeks. I take pride in being transparent with you, so I want you to know I paid for my Slate Electric Flosser starter kit just like any other customer. The company sent me a replacement for free after I had a technical issue with the device. More about that in my review video. If you see a discount code in the summary text that goes with this podcast, please know it is not an affiliate link. I don't make money from sales using that code, and Slate did not finance the making of this episode. As always, anything on Health Hackers should not be considered personal or medical advice. Now over to my interview with Bryn. Thank you for listening. I first learned about the Slate Flosser in a social media post from a previous Health Hackers guest, Dr. Mark Behenna, dental expert. And part of the reason I suspect the flosser piqued my interest so much was that I take flossing very seriously. It's a non-negotiable habit for me, but it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I really understood how to floss properly with traditional string floss and appreciate the importance of it. So when I got the Slate Electric Flosser, I was excited at the prospect of what this could do for my teeth and gums. And I want to start by asking you, in what ways would you say the Slate Flosser is better than using that traditional string floss? And what results would a user experience that regular floss can't deliver?
So what we noticed is most people, when our hygienists, what they wanted to do was teach everyone the C shape. And when they would get in our chair at our dental office, they would say, "Are you flossing?" And most people would be like, "Oh, kind of," or "I'm trying to, but I don't often." And they'd say, "Okay, let me show you how." And they'd say, "This is how you do it." And a lot of people are like, "Whoa, you're supposed to be doing this?" And some of them were like 50 years old and they had never been knowing that the C shape was part of what they needed to do. And then we also realized that when you get to a certain age, the C shape is very, very difficult to do. And so my Dr. Snyder's patient base was getting older in demographic, and they could not get their fingers back there and they couldn't do the C shape. And he was like, I need to figure out a way to take the technique of the C shape out of flossing so that people can stimulate their gums without having to do the C shape, because either people can't do the C shape, they don't know they need to do the C shape, or they're not doing the C shape. And so that is why we invented the gum sweeps, you know, these triangular pieces, and that's why they have these little bristles and ribs on there, is so that C shape that is very critical in flossing isn't getting done. And there's maybe like 5% of active flossers that are actually flossing correctly. And so we're like, okay, we're now going to make it so that anyone that flosses, if they use our product, they're now stimulating their gums and disrupting that bacteria and these sonic vibrations. So when you use our flosser, you know, you take off your floss head and you snap it on. And then these are going to go into what dentists call the embrasure area, which is where the two teeth meet and they meet the gums. And it goes right in there. And now it's going to, the sonic vibrations are going to massage the gums, which is disrupting that bacteria. And that's the point of flossing. And I'm like, most people, you know, as an average person, I didn't realize till I was in my 30s that the point of flossing is to disrupt the bacteria.
Got it. I want to clarify two things before we go any further. You mentioned Dr. Snyder. That's the inventor of the Slate Flosser. And that's your partner, husband?
Yes, my husband.
And when you talk about the C shape, for anyone who doesn't know, you're talking about hugging, like hugging the tooth in that C shape. That's right. How we are supposed to floss with traditional string floss.
Yes. And you can do that with the Slate Flosser, but the gum sweeps make it so that you don't have to. You can, in the back, now you can go tongue to cheek, and the what we called them gum sweeps because we invented it, they go into the embrasure area and they stimulate the gums, and the sonic vibrations remove the bacteria and plaque with the vibrations.
Got it. Because when I started using the Slate Flosser, I was thinking this isn't mimicking, this doesn't feel like I'm hugging the tooth with the actual floss part. But now I understand it's those gum sweeps that are getting the sides.
Okay.
So we've created, we're like, this is a new way to floss. It's a little bit different, but you can hug the tooth and go under the gums with the floss. That's why there's such a large gap. But it is a new way. I think for people using the traditional floss, it takes a few days. They're like, wait, this is different. But then you're like, wow, my mouth feels so clean. And then you're like, okay, this is how you do it.
Yeah, I did feel it took a bit of getting used to for me. And you mentioned the sonic vibrations. Now, I know it's supposed to have 12,000 sonic vibrations per minute. What does that mean, and why is it a good thing?
Yeah, so we tried out so many different motors, different speeds. And what we found was it's really important to not be too abrasive to your gums. So we didn't want to be too strong, but we also knew that if it wasn't strong enough, that you would jam your gums. So we don't want you pushing and snapping it into your gums. So the point of it is to gently roll it in. So there shouldn't be any like major pressing. You don't need to bite on it. So if you roll it in, the sonic vibrations are strong enough that it will go in gently. So I always tell people, like, if you're pushing, go slower.
Ah, okay. I need to go slower then, because where some of my teeth are tight together at the back with the molars, I kind of, what am I doing? I think I sometimes bite it down slightly, or maybe even use my tongue. I don't need to. Okay, I just need to go slower and it'll get in there.
So I tell everyone, like, you turn it on here on the bottom, and wherever it feels tight, you just roll it in.
Slowly
and
roll.
If it's tight, just kind of roll it longer and it will go in. And I noticed my father, he has some really tight teeth. And at first he was like, Bryn, my floss head's breaking every three uses. And I was like, how hard are you pushing? And he's like, oh, now I get a week's use out of every head because I'm not pushing hard. And I was like, okay. This was just aggressiveness. And so, you know, it's like with an electric toothbrush. Some people push too hard. We want to be really soft to our gums.
There's another comparison to traditional flossing that I want to get your thoughts on. With string floss, I was always led to believe that you're supposed to use a fresh bit of the floss for each tooth to avoid spreading bacteria. So you're like moving along the string as you go. How does that hygiene consideration translate to the slate flosser where I'm using the same floss head on every tooth?
Yeah, so this was something that we also had to wrap our minds around. We tried to design a floss head where we could do new floss every time. And then we asked ourselves, why are we doing that? And we're like, we use the same toothbrush for 3 months straight. And when we do SRPs, which is scaling and root planing, you do one quadrant and then you do the next quadrant and the next one. But germs are always, they're not like, oh, you're waiting to do the next quadrant, the next visit. I'm not moving to that side of the mouth. So what we realized is the germs are there. What the most important part is disrupting the bacteria. And that's why we have silicone, which is great because the bacteria can be rinsed off. And then on the back is a tongue scraper. So it's a 3-in-1 tool. So when you're disrupting all this bacteria from your gums, it's now going on your tongue. So you're hopefully removing it with your tongue scraper at the end. So for us, it's more important about disrupting all the bacteria and then removing it than it is about worrying about moving it from this tooth to this tooth. So what we've seen is patients, their overall mouth health has greatly improved. And their 4s and 5s have gone to 3s within a 3-month period because they're flossing every day instead of worrying about moving from a new piece of floss to a new piece of floss.
And when you say they're 4s and 5s, are you referring to the gum pocket depth?
It's just been really fun because people are like, I wasn't flossing before. This makes it easier and I can be more consistent. And so their pocket depths on their perio chart readings have increased by 1 to 2 numbers by their next appointment.
And is that because presumably there's less bacteria there now, so the gum has not come away so much? Is that how it works?
We don't have all the scientific studies on knowing why. We just know that they're being more consistent and their gums are being stimulated. So we are excited to have more clinical studies. And in the future, we'll be able to say there's more concrete evidence on why this is happening. But we have a lot of patients and consumers that we're seeing these great health benefits.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'd love to hear more about those. What kind of other health improvements and oral health benefits have you seen among your early users?
Yeah, so one is it's typical for most people. We're lucky if we can get 30% of our average users to floss. So we asked our consumers, we had 3,500 Kickstarters. So we said, how many times do you floss now? We were hoping for 50%. 84% of our users floss 5 or more times a week. I was like, no way. I couldn't believe that. And 98% of them flossed at least once a week. Like, I know that doesn't sound crazy, but like, that is incredible. Like, some dentists were like, there's no way you're getting people to floss that much. But that's what people said when they did our survey. So we were like, this is amazing. We're so excited. And then we have people that were like, okay, I used to. So only 35% of them never flossed before. So we said, okay, out of those people, how many of them could we get to floss? And we were able to get out of those people, 80% of them became 5 days or more flossers.
And what would you credit that to? Do you think it's to do with the novelty of an electric one or is it easier in your view? What do you think?
So I think there's a few things that make it great. One is you don't have to charge it. So you can just leave it beside your toothbrush. So when you see it, you can do it. it doesn't take very long. Once you've learned how to use it, it's really easy. So those are things. I also think how it makes your mouth feel, like it gives you a feeling of cleanliness. And so you're like, sometimes when you floss before with your string floss, your mouth felt like, ow, this hurts, or I don't know. Like, whereas now it's like, oh, my mouth feels so clean. It feels almost like you went to the hygienist. So you are like, I know if I'm laying in bed and I haven't flossed, I'm like, oh, I better go floss, because it just will, my mouth will feel better.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing I've noticed that I like. I can use the slate flosser with one hand. So previously with string floss, you gotta find a time when both hands are available to do it. And yeah, it's a small thing, but I think it makes a difference. It's so easy to just pick it up and use it one-handed now.
Now, we did have a mom that reached out to me. She was like, I love it because I can have my baby on one hip and I can floss. And I was like, oh, I never thought of that. My kids are older now, so I haven't had to floss with a kid on a hip. But and another thing about our flosser that was really important to us was it's designed to really help people that are either disabled or in the older demographic who don't have the dexterity to floss. And so we've been really excited to see how that's helped them be able to floss. So that's been great.
Talk to me about the tongue scraper. You mentioned it there. So I've been using a flat, smooth metal one for years, but as you said, the slate flosser has tiny rows of, is it silicone bristles? What's the intention behind the design there?
I always like to say, it's almost like if you were to brush your hair with just rubbing it, like that doesn't do much to your hair, right? So on our flosser, there's two rows that we liked are like brushing your, it's kind of gross, but they're brushing the hairs of your tongue. And then the last row like squeegees it off. And so before I used this, I would see like gunk come off, but this, it feels like it's brushing your tongue. And then, I don't know, what do you feel about the tongue scraper? Have you used it yet?
Yeah, I have. I like the idea, what you're saying there about the different rows. I didn't realize tongues had little hairs on. That's an insight. I would say though, that because the floss part is quite tall.
Does it make you gag? Do you feel like that?
I don't gag, but I don't feel I can get the tongue scraper as far back as I can with a smooth metal flat one, just because otherwise I hit the roof of my mouth with the floss section. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So for me, I haven't experienced that. I'm a really easy gagger. So I've like learned like a few trips from the dental office. They tell me to stand on like my foot like a flamingo. And when I did that, it helped me not gag. But I must have the ability to stick my tongue out really far. But so, yeah, we have had a few users that say like, it sticks up too high for me. So, you know, I think as we develop our product, we'll learn a lot from different people. But it's interesting. I had someone reach out to us the other day and she's like, my favorite thing about this is actually a tongue scraper. So yeah. I think everyone finds different things that they like. And for some people, they might want to use the metal tongue scraper. But what Dr. Schneider noticed is it's hard enough to get patients to brush their teeth. So getting them to use a second item is really hard. So if you can have it all be in one, so a toothbrush and then one other item, you can usually get them to do both things. So we're really excited to get them to scrape their tongue, because we know how important that is for getting all those germs out of your mouth.
Makes sense. How easily could a user inadvertently cause some gum trauma with the slate flosser? Can you use it too much or too hard?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of data on seeing that yet. We haven't had people using it we haven't had a negative response with that yet. And the silicone is so soft that we haven't seen negative gum trauma yet. I think there's always people who can misuse products, but we are hoping and that people always use our product correctly. So,
got it. And hopefully this video will help clarify that. Finally, actually two last questions. Quickly, is there any benefit to waiting a certain amount of time after eating before using the slate flosser, in the same way that there's a recommendation not to brush immediately after eating to help protect your enamel?
Yeah, I think that the same rule applies. You know, we want to just always, bacteria is going to be moving around. So I think that we would apply the same rule that goes to brush teeth, like, so wait 30 minutes so that your saliva can help balance that pH.
Got it. And finally, I'm curious to know what kind of feedback you've had on the $80 price tag.
Yeah. So we hope someday that we're a big enough company that we can be producing these at a large enough quantity to reduce the price. But we have seen a lot of people excited to purchase our product. And so we have we have people that are like, we'd love for you to lower this price. But we're a small company. My husband still works as a dentist 4 days a week so that we can provide for our family. So we would love to be like as big as Sonicare and be making hundreds of thousands of units, but we make ours in small batches at this point. So I think that the $80 price point is a fair price. I don't think we are being like exuberant and saying, I do think it's a special product, and knowing that a cavity is going to cost you $341, that this is investing in your health. And so I know that if you invest in your health and an SRP is $1,200 or more dollars and a cavity is $341, that preventative care really will save you money in the long run. So I hope that people can see the value in my product and the time we've taken to invest in bringing it to market. And I think it's worth $80.